invite you to join with me as I pray. Lord, you have given me access to your throne. You invite me to come before you seeking mercy and forgiveness, and in that finding pardon. And Lord, you invite me to share this forgiveness with others, to speak words of pardon in your name. Help me to appreciate what you call the keys to the kingdom of heaven, the ability to forgive sins and to know forgiveness is real. Help me to use these keys wisely in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to begin a series looking at the keys to the kingdom. Jesus said to his disciples, "I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." What does that mean? Consider how many different keys you have used throughout a single day or throughout the stages of your life. A key grants access to something limited to a group of users. A key opens the way. Even a digital password could be considered a key. And think about how many, maybe dozens or maybe hundreds of passwords you've used or created throughout your life. Maybe think of a time when you've experienced what it's like to lose a critical key and therefore to lose access and the troubles that followed. I can remember a time years ago when after visiting a CD store, yes, people used to frequent those, when we were done shopping, I tossed the keys to someone else saying, "You can drive." Of course, they didn't catch the keys I had tossed to them, and the keys happened to go down a sewer drain. They were far out of our reach, and the only way we could actually gain access back to that car was by having someone else bring the spare set of keys from home. Keys are vital. God limits access to what is important in Scripture. We see that. He blocked the way for the fallen sinner Adam and Eve to go back to the garden. He established the priesthood and blocked the way for the people to have access to the Holy of Holies, the inner place in the temple. Access is restricted to God. In fact, we're going to begin today by looking at how we dare not approach God with unauthorized access. We read in Leviticus chapter 10, "Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu took their censers, put fire in them, and added incense. And they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to his command. So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Moses then said to Aaron, 'This is what the Lord spoke of when he said, Among those who approach me, I will be proved holy. In the sight of all the people, I will be honored.' Aaron remained silent." It's a pretty striking account. The fact that Aaron's sons, remember, it's his sons through the tribe of Levi that would be the priesthood. But Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, offered unauthorized fire. We're not given the details of what that exactly meant, whether it's the manner of their approach or that they didn't follow the protocol that God had designated. They tried to offer up incense and presumed that because they were Aaron's sons, they could do it however they pleased. But God says no. And notice Aaron didn't protest the Lord's actions. He knew God is holy. He knew we dare not approach him, presuming that we have access to a holy God. And we see in this account the severity of approaching God uninvited. Christ, however, has given us access. He has invited us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father. We are now those who have access in God's house. The keys to the kingdom are given to us. Jesus says to his disciples, "Whatever you ask for will be done in my name. Whatever you bind, that is, whatever you lock with a key on earth, will be locked. Whatever you loose, that is, whatever you forgive and let go, will be loosed in heaven." He's made us to be priests and given us the keys. We might be tempted to try to approach God unauthorized, that is, to approach his throne of our own accord, or by our own ways seek to gain access to heaven. People come up with all sorts of methods for approaching the throne of God. And sadly, if we try to do it apart from God's designated way, we will not stand. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came down with authority from heaven. He said, "I give you the keys." And he told his disciples, "If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven." Jesus can say this because he alone could approach the very throne of God on our behalf, be the perfect mediator. And he alone could offer up the perfect sacrifice in a place we could never enter of our own accord. And now because Jesus has made the payment, himself the perfect sacrifice, he says to us, "You now have access. You now have the keys and the authority of the kingdom of God to forgive sins." So when we say, "Your sins are forgiven," It's not just wishful thinking. It's spoken by the authority of Christ. That's an awesome thing, a privilege we dare not presume is ours because of our own right, but treat it as a special gift, a wonderful declaration of God Himself, the keys to the kingdom. We'll take a few more segments to look at exactly what this means. For now, I invite you to join with me and all Christians as we recognize we cannot approach God's throne of mercy and grace because of our own right, but we now have access through Jesus Christ, and He has given us the authority, the keys of the kingdom. And in His name, our sins are indeed forgiven. I'm Tom Barthel, pastor of Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours in Jesus.